Welcome. I'm Victoria Schneps, the proud publisher of Schneps Media, with 100 community newspapers around our region, Philadelphia, and Florida. And today I have an A-lister that I'm delighted to be bringing to you. I've had the pleasure and honor of meeting Josh Fox, who is the founder, creator of the Brady Hunter Foundation. He's immersed himself in helping animals and helping children. Doesn't get better than that. And he, of course, had a big, great success in business. And he is the CEO of Bottom Line Concepts. So welcome, Josh Fox. Welcome to our podcast.
Thanks, Vicki. It's a pleasure to be here and always an honor to spend time with you.
Thank you. So, Josh, you know, I know that we had met when you were working on a project in the city about getting horseless carriages to replace the horses in Central Park. And then I learned about all the other great things you do through your Brady Hunter Foundation. But I wanted to share with people that the Brady comes from the fact that you went to the University of Michigan and one of the greatest football players of all time. You named your dog for the foundation.
Yeah, most people who went to Michigan have an absolute love and infatuation with the school and especially with the sports program as we won the national championship this past year. And I went to Michigan during the same years as Tom Brady. What a wonderful person he is. And 20 years ago, I got a dog named him Brady. And a couple of years ago when he passed, I wanted to start a foundation in his memory, in his honor. And I've always had a love of animals since the day I was born. And I truly believe that all species are created equal. I don't think humans need to be better than any other animal. And I hope as time goes on, more and more people treat animals with dignity and respect. And the foundation now helps two main groups. We help animals and we help children. And we've come up with the term the voice of the voiceless. You know that animals don't have a voice. We need to be the voice of those animals. And especially young children often don't have a voice either. And we feel that we need to be the voice of the voiceless.
Well, I think it's a beautiful thought and a beautiful mission. But I know also that somehow there was a kernel in growing up that made you sensitive enough to create this foundation. Who influenced you growing up? Was there a mentor or someone that you inspired you as a little one?
Yeah, definitely my parents. I mean, it's amazing. They've been married for 52 years in a world where divorce has become somewhat just really acceptable in our society. It's just so nice to be able to look up to my parents who've stuck together all these years and have created a wonderful family and just taught me great values and morals.
Well, were they into philanthropy too? Because this is a serious business that you're running now.
Yeah, my mom used to do for many, many years, she did pet therapy. So she had dogs over the years where she would bring our dogs to the cancer ward and they would spend time with the children. She did that for probably a decade. She was a Make-A-Wish Foundation volunteer for 15 years. So, you know, she definitely was immersed in philanthropy and volunteerism and using our dogs to help with that.
Interesting. You see, so there was a kernel of this in your DNA, I think, from your mom, who was obviously a very giving, caring, loving person. So tell me a little bit about the foundation now and what you're doing with the foundation on the various projects.
So if you could believe it, we're in 14 countries at this point. We've donated millions of dollars to lots and lots of causes. For example, we're working with a group in South Africa where we're building an airplane right now, an airplane that has night vision. And our airplane is for anti-poaching, very specifically focused on rhinoceroses. You know, it's just terrible what they're doing in Africa, killing all these animals. So we are building an airplane to be able to, you know, fly through the skies and find the poachers and to prevent them from killing the rhinoceroses unnecessarily.
So, you know, I've been to South Africa and it's a terrible sin where they're going after these ivory tusks of the animals because they think there's some aphrodisiac, you know, ingredient, but they're able to sell it on the market. But I, you know, was very touched by the efforts Do you think drones could be used in the same way as an airplane? I mean, what do you do once you put up an airplane? What will you be doing?
It's funny you mentioned drones, Vicky. We also have a partnership with a group of ex-military folks in Africa that are using their military tactics. And we've bought a number of drones for these groups to be able to fly over the area and protect animals. So not only are we building an airplane, we've already purchased a few drones also.
Yeah, it's really remarkable the kind of technology that allows these drones to come in. You know, sadly, we're all watching how Israel's fighting off drone attacks and how they are able to carry so much on them. So I suppose I think it's for the good going into Africa and saving those magnificent beasts. I went on an elephant. Do you ever ride an elephant? They're so gentle. They're so big and they're so gentle.
You know, the other technology that we're using, Vicky, is AI collars, artificial intelligent collars. So they're expensive. They're like $3,000 to $4,000 per animal, but we've purchased some for elephants and some for rhinoceroses, where we use those collars to track their movements and their heart rate and everything. So we know if they get nervous or there's an issue that we have people on the ground.
Wow, that's fascinating. That's amazing. I didn't realize the AI was getting into that kind of world. You need a very big, is it literally a necklace, or are you embedded in the ear? How is it handled? How do you get that?
It's a collar that goes over the neck of the animal to track, you know, their movements and their heart rate and things like that. So, you know, when they get nervous, we know about it. So there might be some danger.
Extraordinary. How do you find these projects? Do they find you or you find them?
In the beginning, you know, when we started, we've been around for a couple of years now. In the beginning, we were seeking out these types of projects, and now people are really finding us. You know, I think a big part of philanthropy and what we're doing is really making people aware and educating about the opportunity. And, you know, we've just done so much. You know, we're headquartered down in Florida, Vicky, and we've really become the go-to organization for dogs and injured animals. We had a situation a couple months ago where a dog was mutilated by an alligator, and it was one of the worst cases the vet had ever seen in their life. And unfortunately, we had to amputate one of the legs of the dog, but it really was a wonderful, happy ending. I mean, the dog will be able to live a fairly normal life on three legs. And we just had a family come and adopt this dog. So there's just incredible people out there with great hearts, that of all the dogs they could have adopted, you know, they chose the dog with three legs. And the pictures and the videos that we've seen specifically of this dog are just incredible, even after the amputation.
Well, you know, we just launched You and Your Pet in our media outlets, and I think that would be a wonderful story. We'll have to talk afterwards about sharing that, because I love the fact that they took a handicapped dog. You know, I work so much with children with special needs, and you've been so kind to support some of it. Have you been working on some projects with children too?
Oh, you better believe it. We're doing some amazing stuff where we have an animal sanctuary in Florida, about 4.5 acres, where we've rescued all abused and injured animals. And what we do is we bring children for animal-assisted therapy. So we rent a bus, we bring the children in for the day. Some of these kids had never seen or touched an animal, maybe in their life. Some of these kids are living in shelters. Some of these kids are underprivileged kids, and we provide pizza and ice cream truck for them. And they come and they paint the horses and they play with the animals. And it really is a mutual symbiotic therapy. The children give therapy to the animals and the animals give therapy to the children. And we do this at least once a month with a group of kids.
Well, you know, I think there's something, a bond, as you well have created for yourself, between animals and people. And I know that for me, you know, having worked with children with special needs, the need is endless, Josh. How do you keep sustaining this organization? I mean, you have this company, Bottom Line Concepts. You know, how did you build your wealth to support this?
Hard work, you know, every single day. People ask me all the time for like business advice. And, you know, I just tell people there's no shortcuts. You know, I've literally the first person in the office, the last one to leave. You know, I would go to dinner all the time and I would come home and work again. So, you know, my company's been around for 15 years. I've just been so devoted and, you know, married to my job, and just, it's just been a great time. You know, there's just no shortcuts in life.
Well, I know that. There's people ask me sometimes, what's your secret to success? How do you do this? And you just said it all right there. But I know that you also have a starfish story that you could share with us about something that you believe in your philosophy. Would you share that with me?
Yeah, some people may have heard this story. I think it's just something that stuck with me most of my life. But the quick story is, two people are walking up through a beach and they turn the corner and they see tens of thousands of starfish, washed up on the shore, and they're all dying because they can't get back in the water. And it's so hot, they're just, cooking to death. And they're horrified, these two people. And one person goes down to the water and starts throwing starfish back in to save their lives. Saves one, throws another one in, throws another one in. And the other person says to that person, what are you doing? And he says, well, I'm saving starfish. And the man says, well, you can't possibly save them all. And he picks up another one and he says, well, I just saved another one. And I just saved another one. And I just saved another one. So, if we look at life where it just seems so impossible, the task that we have, everybody would do nothing. But, every life matters, every animal matters, every, one at a time.
I think that's a very wonderful way for us to close our A-lister podcast with you, Josh Fox. Everyone at a time. And I think if people just realize that you don't have to be climbing the huge mountain, but you get to the top one step at a time. And that sounds like what you've created with your wonderful Brady Hunter Foundation. I'm so delighted to have this time to talk with you, Josh. Thank you.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I think, my last piece of advice is, volunteering is just so rewarding. Everybody, it doesn't matter about money. If you can't donate your money, you should donate your time. You should go to an animal shelter. You can walk an animal. You can go, help children in need. You can go to a homeless shelter and feed people. I mean, there's just incredible opportunities in your community, your local area to volunteer your time, even if you can't give money.
Well, I think that's the wisest thing that you have said in terms of people giving back. And I think you probably feel this like I feel. The more I give, the more I get. And the feeling inside is incomparable. Would you say that's true for you too?
I got to tell you, lots of times I've given gifts to people and they didn't even like the gift, so it didn't feel that rewarding. But every time I've given a gift, I felt good about it. So,
Well, I think we're about giving, and I think you're a wonderful role model for all of us. So thank you so much for being with us. That's Josh Fox, who is the CEO of Brady Hunter Foundation and Bottom Line Concepts. Have a great day, everyone.
take care.
Thank you. Bye now. This is Victoria Schnepps signing off. We've just been talking with A-lister Josh Fox. Till next time. Bye now.